All right, so we are live. Awesome. So, hey, Danelis, and today, welcome. Today, we're talking about events. I'm sure you've seen a lot of people kind of thrown up into this online space. And really, today, I've done this daily episode 11:30 Mountain, 1:30 Eastern, daily, Monday through Friday, so that we can really catch up with everyone, seeing what people are doing as they pivoted online, as they're transitioning online, or what they're doing to really help people at this time, either giving back to their community or anything like that right now. And today I have Danelis Burnett. Hey, Danelis, how you doing?
Hey, Victor. Great to be here today. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. So like while we kind of get situated here, why don't you give a little bit about yourself? So we can kind of get to know you a little bit more before we kind of jump right in here.
Awesome. Well, first off, I want to say I love live events. I mean, I've been in the live event industry for about 25, 30 years. So, yeah. You know, nobody has, seen the effect of this, more so than myself. You know, we not only have my business, which is live event production, as well as our speaker service. We help speakers get out on live stages. But here locally in Georgia, we also have a tent and event rental business, which serves the local event community. So, we really very, very quickly saw an impact of what's going on and what happens when all of a sudden you can't do live events and, how we shifted and pivoted that to still want to get the results that we were looking for in live events, but we've kind of entered into your playground, which is more the virtual and digital. Fortunately, you and I have been connected for a long time, so we both had love and respect for each other's skills, so we were able to connect on this pretty quickly.
Yeah, so I know with me, like, I live virtual, right? And then you and I met at a live event, and that was one of kind of the cool things there, that I was kind of like, let me test the waters and see what this live event stuff is all about, right? And then I found out that it was one of the fastest ways to really build relationships. There's nothing like an in-person meeting, which I know at this point in time we're all kind of wishing we had right now, being stuck at home. But at the same time, like, you can – in my opinion, I view it as you can do things faster online. However, it just takes a lot. It's a lot more touch points online than it does require when you meet someone in person. Because there's definitely a barrier there that's a difference between the two. And I know we'll kind of touch on that as well here today. But at least for me, that's what I have found to be true.
And that's what I call the magic of live events. I mean, there is, kind of like good food and good wine, 1 + 1 = more than 2. Yeah. I think live events allow for that 1 + 1 = more than 2. When you're actually in proximity with somebody, on a scientific level, there actually is some, science and some neurological and physical, things that change when we're in proximity to each other. And so live events are just the most awesome space for connecting to new people, drawing people into your community, getting leads, people who are interested in following up with you or you to follow up with them, making sales in the moment because you actually make that connection, deepening relationships, people you've already met. I mean, when you walk into a room, the cheers, sitcom was about this, you walked in the room and everyone said, "Hey, Norm," and that feeling you get when you walk into a space and you see somebody that there's real magic in that. And in business,
for sure,
that magic relates to a tribe, a community, connection, leads, sales. And, we're going to get back to that. I mean, it is my belief, we're doing what we need to do during this time. And I think we're actually going to, in some ways, come out better and more streamlined, but I think we will get back to live events. We'll get back to, but we may be more purposeful about it for a little while. We may start local.
Might do the whole elbow, hello.
We'll be doing some different things in events. And actually, as an event producer, we're keeping a really close eye on ways that the event industry may change. as we come back together, you know, some different protocols. But, you know, for the now, we have virtual.
Yeah.
And next, we have live events.
I love it. And for sure, that makes a lot of sense. You know, us, I mean, for obvious reasons, we can't really do anything right now with live in-person events. However, it's definitely been, and I want to know everyone here kind of what they're saying. And we got Robin here saying how she loves how I'm always smiling. So that's fantastic. I mean, and I think that was one of the things you mentioned and a few other people mentioned. They're like, you got to be at live events because, like, I have this kind of, like, I'm just always smiling. I'm very grateful for things. But it's true. There's nothing like, just like you said, right now there is a magic there with putting people in a room and really get to have a lot of good ideas floating around, especially if you're like-minded entrepreneurs. You know, that's definitely one of the big things for me. I'm a creative environment. Just that's the nature of what I do as well. And it's when I'm in a room full of other people, it allows me to be even more creative. And sometimes for them, for myself, there's like, I take ideas. And one of the things I know, at least that I felt at some events before, is it can almost be a little overwhelming. However, so it's to the point of like, you have so much coming in that sometimes you don't know where to start. So I'm curious, before we kind of jump into that, let's kind of touch on like what you really have done, like what, because I'm sure that first 2 weeks of all of this happening, your world was completely thrown upside down. And I'm sure kind of like, what's the state of the union as far as like events right now and like what's happening? What can we expect from something like that right now?
Well, of course, all of the live events that we had on the calendar, you know, that were coming up very, very quickly in the first few, you know, immediately made shifts to, you know, either postpone, cancel for the time being. You know, most of those that did, you know, initially cancel have come back on the calendar, you know, at some point in the future. But the first thing that I did, because in addition to hosting my own live events and helping our clients, is we also have our Speakers Need to Speak service. So we have, you know, and you're in our membership as well. Yeah. You know, we have a number of speakers, you know, so my first thought was, how do I help them? Because one of the ways I typically serve our members is to help them get on live stages.
Right. Yeah, so absolutely.
Because I have a responsibility to those in my membership, I very quickly had to say, okay, I can't get them on live stages. So if I can't do exactly what I said I would do, what is the root of what my clients are looking for and how can I serve them right now? So very quickly, we put a virtual summit on the calendar, like literally within days, 4 or 5 days, we had a virtual summit where we highlighted 21 of our clients and speakers and, you know, to keep our clients out there visible. Yeah. Because that's why you use live events. You use live events to get additional exposure, to meet new audiences, to gain visibility, to share your message, to make an impact. So very, very quickly, we did a virtual summit and got our speakers, you know, out and being seen and tried to be on the forefront of the virtual now, you know, live next pivot that we've had to do. So,
yeah. And I mean, like, I'll put it up here, but if anyone is really curious right now, I know I've been asked this question a lot. Personally, just because I through connections with you, I've been able to get connected to a lot of these virtual stages, and a lot of people have been asking me like, "Hey, where are you finding them? How are you finding them?" And I mean, like at this point, that's not my expertise. I'm kind of coming to you and saying like, "Hey, what options do I have? Where can I go? Like, what have you found me?" And Danella is really the one who's behind the scenes doing all that work, making those connections, making sure I'm in front of the right people that way. And it was something that I had to do previously on my own before I connected with Nella. But if that's something you're interested in, definitely like just type events below in the comments. And, you know, I'm sure you guys can have a conversation and she can point you in the right direction. If not, see what it's like to have her just take it over for you so that you can focus on what everything that's going on right now, right? What you're doing. Because this is kind of what Danella specializes in. That's one of the things, one of the many things that's connected to events that she specializes in. So that's definitely something you want to reach out to her for. But yeah, I feel, and I guess I want to know your opinion on this. Like, what do you feel about all of these virtual summits just kind of popping up because of all of the live events switching over to that? Like, have people kind of backed out of speaking from those? Are they looking for more speakers? Like, what's kind of happening there?
Well, I think that, you know, the first week everyone was kind of frantic, you know, like,
right, yeah.
What are we going to do? How are we going to do this? And I think that there were kind of some early responders like myself and some people that were, you know, I am not a virtual expert, but I'm connected to, you know, virtual experts. And so we were able to do it very quickly. Yeah. You know, now we're seeing it, you know, every day we have choices, you know, and it's not unlike live events. You still need to be mindful about where you're spending your time, where you're spending your energy. So just like every live stage may not be the best fit for you, may not put you in front of your ideal audience, may not make that next great connection for you, you know, you really do need to look at virtual events the same way, both in the way you get on those virtual stages. You know, you can create your own, you can partner with other people, you can apply and get on, you know, a larger platform. The only thing that's really different is the speed in which it's happening is much faster, you know, now in the virtual world. So having some connections and having, you know, a really, really clear plan of who you want to be in front of and how you want to spend your time is very important. But, you know, just like in the live space, you know, you want to have a goal. You want to have an outcome that you're looking for, and that's an outcome for you as well as an outcome for the audience. You know, there's a little bit going on out there where there are some people who are just really speaking to speak. You know, they're speaking to be heard, and they're not really using some, you know, good business sense. You know, I think that you do need to breathe. The one thing that we told all of our clients to do, let's do an inventory of your business, you know, and everything should really fall under four categories. One, what can I do right now that requires no change? And in this current environment, I can continue doing as I was doing before. Number one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Number two, what are things I can do in my business that I can still do, but needs a slight modification? I was speaking on live stages. Now I'm going to speak on virtual stages. I was hosting my own workshops. Now I'm going to host a virtual workshop.
Right.
You know, I was meeting with my clients in person, and now we're going to use Zoom.
Right.
Number three, you know, what are the things that you just have to put on the back burner for right now? You know, it's not effective. It's not helpful. It's not, you know, suited for the environment. And four, what are some new things that you can do specific to this time frame? And we did that in our business. We've helped our clients do that. Because you still have 24 hours in a day. I mean, just because we're here at the house, I mean, I still have two children. You know, I have family time I want to have. I have time that I want to be working on my business, time to work in my business, time that I'm working with clients in and on their businesses. So, you know, be as discerning, if you will, about virtual events and connecting to the right virtual opportunities as you will live events.
Well, one thing I know to say to that for sure is with the recent uptick in what we've seen as like virtual events popping up just about everywhere you look, you touched on this earlier, like nothing has really changed from live events. It's just live events aren't like, they're not like in social media, again, everything's faster. So you see it faster. Whereas live events, you don't see it as fast. You know, they're still happening like 2 to 3 or more a day. Like I'm sure you have better numbers on that, like more accurate numbers. But I know for sure for me, it was one thing that opened my eyes when we started kind of being part of the membership. And I was like, geez, this is how many are happening like just this month. That's insane. You know, and like to me, I never thought that was happening in the background because I never knew about them. But online, I knew what was happening because, that's where I live. So that's definitely a big thing. But it's crazy to see. It's just, and I feel like some people a lot of people with events didn't really do much online. So now we're seeing that extra amount of happening online as well. So I guess at this point, like, what are some of the things, and I know you touched on them, but like, what are some of the things that we could do, let's say if an event was canceled or postponed, to really like reach out and see like, hey, do you guys are looking for extra speakers? Because maybe they have more time now to mm-hmm. host new speakers or anything like that, or people backed out.
Well, one of the things we provide speaking leads to yeah. our members every month, and typically they are live events. I mean, that's really been my zone of genius and, you know, our commitment to our clients. What we realized was that the speaking opportunities for later in the year, Q3, Q4, you know, they're still on the calendar. Those events are at this point still going to be taking place. They're still looking for speakers. They're still looking for quality content. They're looking for sponsors. They're looking for vendors. They're looking for attendees. So we're still providing those for our clients. But we originally thought we would take off the events for the first month or two because the live events were going to be postponed or canceled. But we really quickly realized that those are some great opportunities to see if there's a virtual opportunity. What we're seeing is live events that have had to be postponed are maybe they're doing something virtual on the original date. Maybe they're still having some connection, because those connections on the original date provide some exposure for sponsors. It provides additional opportunity for speakers. So all of those leads, all of those events that you might have been keeping an eye on for April and May and maybe we're moving into June, are still good leads and still opportunities to maybe connect and get your word out there, but they probably have a virtual opportunity. And again, gotcha. You need to be really clear about why you were looking at particular events and what your goals are, because you may be tapping into live events as a host or producer yourself. You might be tapping into events because you're a sponsor. You're paying something towards that event or providing a service for that event in exchange for some exposure, an opportunity to talk, an opportunity to share your products or services, speaking at that event, or you were looking at that event as an attendee. So the events are still great opportunities. You just need to do a little bit more digging to find out what they may be doing virtually now. And then is there a new date for the future? And do you still want to stay connected to that event and that community?
Gotcha. So that, I mean, like that makes a lot of sense. So, because I know we were talking about this earlier today in the morning. There's one event later on this month in particular that I was going to sponsor. And now it's, you know, we were kind of like up in the air because we were all kind of waiting, holding our breath. Like, are we going to be over? Are we going to be okay? Yeah. And like, was it still happening? And you mentioned that they were going virtual and they're still kind of doing something there. So, you know, it's very important to really keep an eye on that, whether you can yourself or you just have you do it, you know, like someone like me just do it. I wouldn't really want to, like you mentioned, we want to really pay attention to what can be put on the back burner. For me, I don't need to be doing something like that because I have you, right? Like that's.
Yeah, you just like me to bring you the done deal.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a fan. It's something I don't want to have to deal with. And it's like, great, fantastic. So it's just, it works out great in that regard there.
How I feel about Facebook ads.
Yeah. So, and I know we're getting a few people kind of coming on and off here, and I really do want to know, like, what is it that, you have questions about events? We have Danila right now. Ask a question. Are you hosting an event? Are you, like, were you going to sponsor that? Were you looking to speak? Were you looking, how do I even get started with this? Like, I go to my local chamber and I speak, or I do this and that, or should I host my own 2-day workshop? Should I host a webinar? Like, what is it? Like this is the time now to ask those questions. You know, I know everyone has something in regards to there, because now we're forced online. And a lot of people at this point have kind of really been, there's one of two things happening. They're either retracting or they're expanding. Right? Like people like you and I are really focused on the expansion part, because we're doing things to make sure that we can keep momentum going. So at the back end of this, and I'm sure, I mean, it's something that we've both heard from Suzanne is like, if you expand now at the back end of this, you're going to like just exponentially expand. So you might as well keep doing it. So it's not like just things are slightly different. Right? We just have to get creative.
And I think there are two sides to expansion. You know, this is also, it's an opportunity to stay out there and keep some visibility and yeah. make some new connections. Because we do have this ability, you know, people that we might not have had an opportunity to meet live because we just weren't in the same place at the same time. We hadn't met yet. You know, there are connections that are happening on social media that we should take advantage of, that we should, you know, foster those relationships, have those conversations. I mean, my calendar has been more full with just touch-based conversations, you know, and I've yeah. opened up my calendar, I mean, many, many times. And we can put my calendar link, you know, in the comments here. You know, I'm happy to have conversations with people and just figure out, is there something you can be doing in the virtual now, in the live events next, you know, to come out of this, you know, in a great place. But it's also a good time to be learning that skill that maybe you didn't have time to do, you know, so that's something that we're doing on both sides. We're staying out there. We're staying visible. We're making sure we're supporting our clients who want to stay out there and stay visible and make connections. But we're also working on, you know, is there something in our business that could be streamlined? Is there something in our business that could be better branded? We could, you know, add some new and better copy to it. Is there new automation or new software? You know, yeah. So now is a really good time, you know, to look both internally and externally at your Absolutely. Business and do a little bit of both. And that's really been my strategy, you know. So there's some things when we did that inventory, you know, it was like, you know what, this particular area, you know, could use a little bit of attention. Let's give it some now, you know. So we've streamlined mm-hmm. a few of our services and our products. We've got some updates happening on our website now so that when we do come out of this and the live event industry is going to be booming from Q3 and Q4, you know, we're just in a much better position to handle that new business.
Yeah, and I agree. Because for example, here's an example of some of the things that I, like, maybe the first week while everything was kind of turning upside down, I was kind of waiting by the sideline before I made a move. And instead of just sitting there not doing anything, I personally had like two or three lead magnets that I wanted to introduce. And I was like, well, I'm just sitting here, might as well get those going now. We had like a plan in place to release them over the next couple of weeks. But then I was like, might as well just finish everything up now since this is what I'm doing. Like, I'm not saying that people should just keep doing things just to do things, but definitely, like you said, take inventory of what could you make even better right now. Mm-hmm. What have you been lacking? Because I feel like definitely this has shown a lot of holes for a lot of people, whether they're either not using speaking or events to really scale their business, or they're not necessarily showing up online as much as they needed to, and now they're kind of forced to do things like that and really find that exposure because business is not as usual anymore. Right. It's kind of, I feel like it's really going to create a barrier of like, who's going to be successful and who's not. Like, was this just an expensive hobby or was this a real thing for you? You know? So, I mean, it's harsh, but I feel like it's definitely what's going to happen for sure.
Well, you know, in any great shakeup like this, I mean, there are, and it is sad. There are businesses that are not going to be yeah. able to, you know, cross this time period. And there are businesses that are not going to survive this hit. Yeah. I worry a lot about our local restaurants and yeah. shops and boutiques and retail places that, you know, the sales are not there and the bills are still there. And they may or may not have figured out how to pivot. They may or may not have figured out how to still, you know, generate some revenue. You know, we're seeing some very, very creative things here locally with some of our restaurants, you know, and I talked about our local brick and mortar, which is a tent and event rental company. I mean, we had a very, very good looking April planned. Lots of weddings. We had some graduations. We had some golf tournaments. We had, you know, other, you know, April looked great. April was, is typically one of our better months. It was full on the calendar, and over about a 72 hour window, in the middle of May, literally everything came off the board. And, and I won't share the number, but you know, it was enough to bring on, you know, a full fledged for the moment. Like, how do you, what do we do? Well, we realized though that mobile, we now have tents all over North Georgia that are serving our hospital, our Department of Health, and they're set up for mobile testing sites. They're set up for mobile treatment facilities, you know, and we just needed to shift. And, you know, we are going to survive. We're actually going to thrive from this. We're going to, you know, we're serving a different population, and, you know, we plan for those weddings and some of those events to come back later in the year. We've seen some local restaurants that are doing thriving family meals. You know, the same mom who didn't like to cook, you know, and went out frequently before the coronavirus, you know, might be doing some at-home meals, you know, but enjoys getting some family meals. You know, so we're seeing businesses that are making a shift and are making a change. And then we're seeing some that, that are not. And it's really sad that there are some businesses that won't survive this. They may not get, you know, some of the relief that's being offered. But some businesses are going to come out of this streamlined and thriving. You know, and if we look back to 2008, 2010, you know, some of the companies that are now mainstream and part of our everyday life came out of that time frame.
That's right. Because
wherever there are great challenges, there are great opportunities.
Absolutely.
You know, wherever there are great risks, there are great rewards. You know, so we saw Amazon and Uber and Lyft come out of that last recession. We saw Airbnb come out of that last recession. So it's kind of exciting to think about what is going to come out of this time frame. You know, and the businesses that do focus on the now and what they can do now and keep their employees working and, you know, keep the doors open and make the shift for the now are going to come out of this really, really well. And speakers have a great opportunity to do that. Event hosts and speakers, we have virtual, we can make connections, we can, people still need the products and the services and the coaching and the programs, and they have some time to do it. So you might need to, you know, restructure the way you offer your
program. Yeah. So one thing there I know for sure is I talked about this almost on like the first two episodes of this, essentially, is people moved to like virtual dinners. People would host like these small events, like small intimate events with, and they weren't necessarily meant to be kind of like, I feel like, most of us have experienced this in some way where you're like, you get invited to like a dinner and then it's at a nice restaurant and then someone pulls out a whiteboard and a video and you're like, oh God, what have I gotten myself into? You're like, you know, like you laughing, I know you've experienced this too. I'm sure everyone can relate. You know, you've gone to a restaurant and someone's like, check out this cool MLM that we're about to show you. I'm like, oh man, what have I done here? But like, that's not what I'm talking about as far as the dinners, but it's the other end of that where it's more to connect and network and really grow your net worth that way. Mm-hmm. And I've talked about in the first two episodes, if you're watching now, like definitely go back and check those out. And that's a very fantastic way to host virtual events like that, right? You just kind of pivot slightly and, you know, similar to what you mentioned earlier, when you gave a couple of those steps of how to do that, like, it's still, you still can create the experience, but mm-hmm. people are at home. So you have to just be a little bit more creative. You know, people are doing like wine dinners, wine hangouts, things like that. Like I think recently a local photographer and travel studio did like a costume party and they did like a contest and the proceeds went to like a food bank or something like that. You know, it's like, it's a great way to bring people together. It allowed parents and everything like that to really go to that an event and have like a party. They're at home, you know, but you know, people dressed up and they got in costume and they had a contest, but it was, it created like an environment, and it was an event that allowed you to really create that community again, right? And who is everyone associating that with is the people that created it. So it's important, very similar to what you said, like you gotta just be a little bit more creative with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely worth checking out to see how people are pivoting and really going about that. Because I know, like you mentioned local restaurants, and that's one of the things I worry about too, because we have a couple of restaurants that we like going to. We don't normally go out, but we just go out more as a treat just because we love to cook, period. but yeah, that's one of the things like I worry about. I'm like, man, what about that one place that we really love to go to get barbecue? Like, I really hope they're going to make it, you know, like I really hope they're doing something to change the way they're serving people. So it's,
yeah, we have a couple of local restaurants and we are mainly eating at home and preparing food at home as well.
Yeah.
You know, I actually have a culinary degree and both my kids love to cook and my husband does great Southern food, but we do have a couple of local independently owned restaurants that we've ordered family meals from, you know, to just help them during this time. And you know, if you are hosting an event, you know, you touched on the experience, you know, with all these virtual events and virtual, you know, summits and master classes, you know, it is important to think about the experience. People are sitting at home, you know, and just having your computer and talking at somebody for a period of time is not going to keep people engaged.
Right.
You know, just like at a live event, you know, you want to think about the whole experience, you know, and it might be music, it might be, you know, having some different people doing interviews or, you know, switching up the format.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a masterclass summit with 5 other national event planners, and it was called Event Experts Live. And we had a DJ, all 6 of us experts had a walk-on song, and we each had our category of, you know, our topic that we were talking about, and we were introduced, and there was, you know, walk on music, and then we spoke, and, you know, we gave about a 10-minute talk on the topic as it related to live events and speaking and sponsoring at events. You can catch that on my page, or our new group, Live Event Experts, Event Experts United.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that you're creating that experience. And so I have another client that I worked with this week, and this one I love. This is so much fun to brainstorm and figure out how he could pivot his business. So
right. He
is a local magician, high-end character artist. He has a portfolio of actors that, you know, they walk in parades, they're in costume, they do parties, they do magic shows. You know, we've done a lot of things here locally. You know, and I had put out on Facebook, you know, if you're a speaker or a coach or an author, what do you need? And he put on there, like, I need a live audience. And I said, hey, let's get on the phone. And so we got on the phone and we brainstormed. And I said, you know, parents are still at home
with kids
who are having birthdays. And people are still having anniversaries. And families are still looking for things to do for a family activity that is not just watching what's the latest thing on Netflix.
Right.
So
we
created raves, which are really awesome virtual experiences. And so now he's promoting this. And so Iron Man and Wonder Woman and this week it's the Easter Bunny. You know, you can now go to him and have these experiences virtually and have your child, you know, say Iron Man can say happy birthday, you know, to your kid
awesome.
Having a birthday. Or a magic show for an alternative family night. You know, so you really can get creative and use this virtual space, you know, as a way to keep going.
No, I love that because I know that's a great way that a business is pivoted, right? Like this person has to go to people's houses for these like small events, for these small gatherings, for like you said, birthday parties or anything like that. And as soon as that was cut off, like what does he do? And you know, the first thing I can think about is like, oh, well, I mean, we were having virtual play dates with friends and family and the kids were having a blast with it, you know, And there's so many tools for us to use to be able to do something like that. If he can come in at a party, you know, like kind of like a virtual Zoom party, then like it's still an entertaining experience for the kids. They're still watching, they're still interacting with each other. They're all having fun. You know, it just allows you to, but you do have to really think about it. I know one of the things that a local business did here is they started creating like experiential dinners. So they, instead of, because the reason, and this is what I feel like most restaurants understand, the reason people really go to a restaurant, not it's not just because they don't want to cook. It's because they want an experience of being served with really good food and the presentation and everything like that. So when a local restaurant did that here, and they were selling these packages, like, because there is one thing about cooking at home, but there's another thing of having a bottle of wine delivered with like a lot of gourmet food to you and then like some bouquet of flowers. Like, that's an experience now. It's not just you order takeout. You actually, this person, like this restaurant brought to you, partnered with other people, like a winery and a flower shop, that this was part of their package now. Sure, it's like $90 to $140, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, that helps those three businesses, and that gives us an experience at home that we can't go out and experience right now. So it's a fantastic way of like how people are really taking this up a notch, and it just really forces, like you said, it creates a lot of opportunity for it. So.
Yeah, I told my I did have to tell my husband the other day that he was not a great server, and you know, he didn't refill my water glass, and he wasn't.
Yeah, yes, my daughter, that she's like, Papa, you only get like, I only get one glass of milk. I'm like, well, I mean, it's kind of close to bedtime, so I don't want you to come out in the middle of the night. But yeah, like, I get what you're saying.
Service is definitely lacking some nights here in the Burnett House. I do love to go out to restaurants and, you know, have people serve me. And, you know, but what a great idea, you know, and it, because what if you're celebrating an anniversary, you know, or, you know, I mean, my husband and I mean, relish our date nights, you know, we're both busy working. We've got, you know, a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old, you know, date nights don't come that often, you know, but especially if we were celebrating an anniversary. I mean, what a great night and experience, you know, that would be. So, you know, those that are getting creative, those that are not looking to throw away their business, you know, but look at what they can do in their business and still serve people, will continue to do well, you know. And for me, you know, as it relates to events and speaking, you know, it's the same thing. Those that are looking to still serve people and just using different tools and different technology will continue to bring value to other people.
Yeah.
And will thrive.
No, I get that. And it's funny you bring that up, the whole anniversary thing. I was like, because I actually have one coming up next week. And then the week after that, my wife's birthday. So I'm just like, I was planning a couple of things, but they required us to go out and do something. And I'm like, oh, well, we can't really do that right now. So yeah. Now I got to get creative. But yeah, that's definitely, it's definitely important to make sure people are paying attention to what is really happening. What do people need and how can they really help right now? Right. It's not necessarily like a, let me get this up here. It's not necessarily like a thing for just kind of like just pop it up online and be like, great, we have a webinar. They're like, sure, but does that help people right now? Like, let's say it's, I don't know, something completely irrelevant to what's going on. So we want to make sure that we are staying relevant, understanding what people are feeling. Because like I mentioned in a previous episode of this is we're all still going through the same thing. Like some businesses might be highly affected, some not so much, some affected really negatively, some positively, but we're all still experiencing this pandemic right now. Like this, it's still something that everyone, that's the commonality. So we want to make sure we are aware of that, where, you know, and that we can, if we can serve, we create that and provide that experience to people. So I know I'm going to be wrapping up here, but before we go, let me just go ahead and type this out. How can they reach out to you? I know I'll just kind of type this in here.
All right. Well, we're putting my calendar link in the chat there, because the best way you can determine if you're serving people is to listen to people right now.
Right.
People will tell you how you can help them, you know, and if the heart of what you do really is serving other people, which is the heart of what we do, you know, serving our event hosts and our speakers, you know, they're telling us what we need. They're looking for opportunities now. They're looking for opportunities in the future. And all of our clients who were looking to host events, you know, we're running a course of our live event navigator so that while they have this downtime, you know, they're planning that next perfect event, which will
yeah.
be on the calendar in the fall or go on the calendar, you know, for the beginning of next year. You know, yeah. so we are definitely practicing the, you know, what can we do now that is still part of business and keeping business going? And then what can we be doing behind the scenes to be making our business better, making ourselves better as business owners? And, you know, listen to your customers. So whatever business you're in, you know, now is the time to really, you know, use the ears and find out what pain people have and how you can help them. And yeah. so, you know, I'd love to get on a conversation if you are looking to get more exposure through virtual events or live events. If you want to start speaking, maybe this has really opened your eyes that, you know, I need to have the skills to be able to talk in small groups, in large groups, you know, yeah. I need to be able to, you know, connect better virtually. I need to be able to connect in live events. You know, let's have a conversation and see what you need, what resources you need. You know, one of the main reasons people connect with me is the wealth of resources behind me and around me.
Oh, yeah.
Years in the event space. You know, I have, you know, I've said this before, you know, I'll put my Rolodex up against anybody. You know, for its diversity, for its support, you know, it's pretty amazing, you know, the people that I've, you know, got to meet and play with and serve our clients with. So yeah. love to have a conversation. Love to, you know, find out where you're at, support you, help you make this pivot and grow so that we all thrive coming from this, you know. And if you do book an event with me or book a calendar appointment with me, if you are a speaker, just mention that you're, you know, that you came from this opportunity with Victor and this chance for me to share. And I have a list of virtual and live speaking leads that I will give to any speaker so that you can get yourself out and be heard and be seen. And I also have a speaker's checklist that will help you just make sure you have the right things in place before, during, and after event to make it hugely successful for you.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that, you know, you heard this here with Victor. Book a call with me. Let's have a conversation. And I've got some fun gifts for you.
That I'm like, can I mean, I already got the list, but
yeah, I
if I did it, that would be like, sign me up right now. Sure. You got to go get... If nothing else, Daniela can actually point you in the right direction at the very least, and you'll walk away with your list of leads for speaking virtual events, virtual speaking gigs. So definitely reach out. I'm glad you were able to come on today. Thank you so much for really kind of chatting on the how to go virtual with events. And if you're just watching now, kind of just chiming in before we wrap up, definitely after this, go back to about like the 15 to 20 minute mark where Daniela really broke down in a couple of steps how to do that. And then you can kind of re-catch up and watch the rest of it as well. So until next time, we'll see you guys.